Kentucky family adopts three young siblings to keep them together. By Amy Furr on November 8, 2019. A family of four in northern Kentucky recently adopted three siblings to make sure they stayed together. Janine Ruck and her husband, Jack, of four Thomas, legally adopted Will, seven, his brother, Eli, six, and their sister, Anna Mae, two, during an adoption ceremony at the Campbell County Court on Thursday morning, according to WLWT. Janine said that although the 3.5-year process from foster to adoption was long and hard, it was worth every minute to finally have a daughter of their own. "We've always wanted a daughter, and now we have one, and she's sassy just like me. Even though I didn't have her, but she acts just like me. I'm raising her to be a strong, independent woman," the mom said. She urged others to consider adopting children because there are lots of kids who need families. "There are so many children out there that need loving homes," she said. "The holidays are coming up. They just need someone to love them unconditionally. Like I said, there's so many kids that are waiting to be adopted." The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services child welfare website stated that siblings who are kept together through the foster care and adoption process experience more stability. The site read, "Having a brother or sister provides children with a peer partner with whom they can explore their environments, navigate social and cognitive challenges, and learn skills. Sibling relationships can provide a source of continuity throughout a child's lifetime and can be the longest relationships that people experience. Maintaining and strengthening sibling bonds is a key component to child well-being and permanency outcomes," the agency concluded. In October, Breitbart News reported that a single dad in Buffalo, New York, who has fostered 30 children, recently adopted five siblings all under the age of six to keep them together. "I fought for close to 2.5 years just to be able to get them together. And we won, we got it," said 48-year-old Lamont Thomas once the adoption was made final. "I want to be the difference, make a difference by being a difference for these youths," he concluded. Thomas's son, Michael, whom he began fostering in 2001 and eventually adopted, praised Thomas for opening his home to the young children. "It really was a shocker. I didn't expect for him to restart and to do it all over again. It's just amazing," he said, adding, "I don't believe that I would be the person that I am today without the morals that he instilled in me, the extended family that I have now."